The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
That's a harness race, isn't it?
Yeah, Monticello out in New York. I got the two. I wheeled the two.
What the fuck is up? It is Crosstalk Unhinged. Four happy people just discussing life.
One big happy family.
We're smiling happy people smoking bombs.
Just living the dream. That's all we're doing.
That's it. That's all we're
living the audio dream, baby.
Yes.
I'm not going to let this show interrupt my horse gambling. I'll tell you that for sure.
You up? Are you up?
I'm up. I won that big one a while back, so I got 790 in my account.
Ooh.
I got the two wheeled right now in an exacta.
Yeah.
Two all two. Where so I need the two to come down.
Where are you gambling?
Monticello Raceway out in New York.
In New York.
It's a harness race.
Yeah, it's a harness race. Okay. So
are those buggies? Are those horse races easier to fix, Johnny, than thoroughbreds? Like if you were looking.
Oh yeah, they're much easier to fix. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the guy just pulls the reins, right?
Listen, if you want to stiff a horse, you could stiff a horse in a thoroughbred race.
Yeah.
You know, but it's only one horse. You can have yourself a 2-3 rider kind of combination in a harness that's a little bit easier to pull off. You know, you could find yourself getting trapped on the inside with nowhere to go, and everybody's parked outside of you, and there's nothing you can do until you get to the quarter thing. Then you can move inside, and your horse just doesn't fire for some crazy reason, you know?
I would think it's easy to fix. Sir, if you were the jockey and you were compromised, you could fix the race, though, right? You just, I mean, what would be so hard?
In a thoroughbred race, you can lose an iron. So you have your foot slip out of the thing, and that's going to cause you to be uncomfortable and cause the horse to slow down.
What if you just pull back on the horse a little? Could they can control the speed?
They can see that. If you stiff a horse and pull back on the rein, they can see that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So usually
what happens is how they stiff a horse in thoroughbred racing is coming out of the final turn, and you see a jockey shift from the inside to the outside hard, and all of a sudden it would cause the horse to bobble a little bit, lose momentum. But a veteran track guy could see that. I couldn't see it. Stewart possibly could see it, but that'd be a heavy accusation to throw against the jockey.
Well, you know who wrote the book on fixing horse races? Shohei, of course.
Ohtani.
Yeah. He's coming to town this weekend, baby. What action do you think Shohei's got this weekend? I'm coming
tomorrow. Yeah. Woo! Is he going to be at the DraftKings? Do they have an event with Shohei at the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wrigley?
Nailed it, Sylvie. Guess where he's going to be pregame?
And the foreword is by Pete Rose.
That's right. He's got his five-way NBA parlay that he's going to lock in. He's going to tell all the fans at Wrigley.
Has there been any update on this?
Is anything going to happen?
So this is how they're going to handle
it. $4.5 million?
Under investigation. They're going to under-investigate this thing for the whole year. And then on Labor Day, they're going to release the Friday before Labor Day, when everybody's on final vacations of the year, they'll release it at 6 o'clock Eastern time that there is no findings to this investigation and that the interpreter acted alone.
I don't know, man.
I don't know why they would do that. If he was just gambling on other sports, who gives a shit? I mean,
it's still illegal out there. That's why they probably don't want him to be suspended.
They're not going to suspend him. Carm, this happened with one of the pitchers for the Marlins, and they didn't suspend him. They just fined him. That's all.
We're at the gate.
I'm just telling you, there's no reason to go through some sort of, conniving series of events.
I don't know. Maybe they think it's a bad look even having to find him. They don't want him.
You know what a bad look is trying to bury all this and then somebody digs it up and finds out that Major League Baseball tried to bury all this. And as a Pete Rose fan, fuck all that shit. You know what? They should do the same exact investigation to make sure that there's nothing nefarious going on. You can't have it both ways.
This is what people were worried about with gambling. You know what I mean? Like, yes. We love it.
Yes.
But we knew that the athletes are... Whose phone is that?
That was mine.
Who's calling you? I mean, why do you have your ring on?
That's my daughter, Leah. She wants to join the show. She's not going to be allowed to.
Can you imagine?
Oh, boy.
That's all right. It's fine.
All right. I'm running third after the first lap, guys. I'm running third after the first lap.
First lap? It's multiple laps?
Well, it's a half-mile track, so you got to run two laps to complete a mile. What do you think's going on here?
Some sort of relay race. Wouldn't that be something? Horses doing relay races? Now, that would be
awesome. How do you pass the baton?
That would be awesome.
How do you pass the baton?
I don't know, but they can
if you're a horse.
Jockeys have to do it.
You just have to touch the other horse's tail. You know? That's it.
I like that.
The other horse gets
going.
Is
that what it is? It's a tag?
It's a tag, Sylvie.
Got a tag off.
That's it.
What about the jockeys having to, like, physically? Oh,
that's not a bad idea. Well, but that'd be hard, though, because, well, I guess you get up next to it, right? You kind of get up next to the horse, and the jockey passes the baton.
My horse is trapped on the inside right now.
What? Just what you want to do, Carm. You want to take a sport that is inherently risky and dangerous because you have an animal going 35 miles an hour.
Make a move.
Yes. And then
make a move.
What you want to do is have a relay element to it. Good call.
Make it even more dangerous, Tommy.
Right. Yeah.
Let's get fucking nuts.
Yes.
You know.
Well, why don't you just throw shit at them as they're running too?
Why not? You know what? Certain parts.
Play dodgeball. Let's go relay race dodgeball horse race.
Let's play dodgeball. Let's do it. No, but like, go ahead, Sylvie.
When you're watching a horse race, do you ever pantomime the jockey? Are you ever whipping the horse?
I just start screaming, come on, run, you pig, run, you pig.
Nice.
That's what I say to him. I'm running, you pig.
Yeah. Channeling the aggression.
Just trying
run,
to get that
filthy
pig.
Fucking pig. Yeah, run.
Exactly.
You piece of shit.
That's the way you do it. You yell at it.
Do you get angry at the horse or the jockey? At it.
Yeah. Angry at the horse. Yeah. The jockey's just along for the ride. That's it.
What's the thing you think you guys pantomime the most? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious for most of us, but probably not
Sylvie.
But I think what is the thing you pantomime most? I know what it is for me.
Mine's for golf swing.
Mine's a golf swing. 100%.
Right. I thought Carm, yours was
trying to get flat.
You know, the other thing I pantomime a lot are, just because I want to think about it in my head before game situations, are signals.
Long stroking.
Long stroking
the little lady.
Huh? No, not long stroking. No. I don't know what long stroking the little lady means, to be honest.
You know what long stroking is? Giving her the full shaft.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I've never heard it called long.
Oh, yeah. That's long stroking.
That's a long stroking.
It's just called intercourse, Johnny.
Yeah, it's called intercourse. I've heard balls deep.
Some guys like the short pump.
Really?
Yeah, short repetitive rabbit-like pump. Other guys prefer.
I guess
the long
it depends
stroke.
On how long it is. Yeah, but like
More importantly, what do their partners enjoy?
I don't know.
Well, that's the key. Yeah. Some enjoy the long stroke. Some enjoy the little short stroke, multiple rabbit pumps.
That's fantastic. Multiple rabbit pumps.
Yeah, you ever see a rabbit go at it?
I have not.
Oh, done.
Is that right?
Done.
Yeah. Most animals are like that, aren't they? Including humans?
That's because they're being hunted usually.
Well, right. I think
so. Yeah. You can't spend all day piping, you know?
You can only get the pipe
for a little bit. Otherwise, you're going to end up in the mouth of a fox.
Johnny, right? You really think what's going through a fucking animal's head is why I better feel quick? Somebody's hunting me.
It's not that it's going through its head. Yurko's right. That's 100% evolution.
So, 100%. When are they at their most susceptible?
Yes.
The most susceptible when they're out piping because their minds are gone. And when they're giving birth.
That's 100% true.
You ever see the animal? The mom's trying to spit the little one out because she's got to hightail it out of town and sacrifice the little one. Because guess who's coming down the pipeline?
Isn't the gestation
period tiger.
For rabbits like really quick? That's all evolution because they have to continue to keep the chain.
I saw the gazelle giving birth one time.
100% true.
And literally the baby doesn't even hit the ground. and she's hightailing it out of town because there's a tiger there.
Yeah.
And guess what the tiger gets to eat? Not mom.
The baby.
Gets to eat the baby, man. Fresh young veal.
That's evolution at its finest, baby.
I get it. I get it if you're on safari or you're out, you know, where...
What do you think the rabbit? What do you? Why do you? The rabbit's got a million.
Hawks over there. Look at those two dumb rabbits. Yeah. I'm about to get me one of them,
dude. If the hawk sees that, that's it. That's it.
Lying down, claws into the back of the neck, and the last thing that male rabbit remembers is at least I made 20 more.
Yeah. I would assume that they do everything fast then because they're in fear of being. What a horrible life to live.
I mean, you ever see squirrels darting around all over the place? You ever see a squirrel relax?
Never.
Well, if he does, he's up there and he's looking to the sky going, where's he at? Where's he at?
The squirrel.
They're coming to get me.
Even when the squirrel's eating a little nut, he's always looking wary.
He's wary.
Well, he's looking for a car to run under a tire is what he's looking to do because, that's – Yeah, well, I see more squirrels flattened on the road than I do being carried away by birds.
Well, that is a hazard for a squirrel.
That is.
This is
not so much for a turtle.
This is no longer
for a squirrel. Yes.
Crosstalk on Hinge. This is Darwinism 101.
Mutual of Omaha with Marlon Perkins and Jim. Hey, Jim.
We're dropping some fucking education.
Have you seen animals attack animals in person?
Yes.
We saw.
I saw one out front when I walked into the building. A falcon got a pigeon.
Really?
I walked into the building probably 04, 05, and then I started singing "Circle of Life."
Well, it was probably Matt Ryan swooped down, right? Falcon got a pigeon.
No, it was Bruce Pickens.
I think if we see most often by us, we see hawks. Greg hawks. Getting bunnies and squirrels.
I've seen a hawk take a snake in the backyard.
I've also
seen a black snake.
I've also seen fishing getting a frog on the line. Gio had a frog on his line and he was reeling it in. He saw it. He goes, "Dad, it's a frog. It's a frog." As he's getting it up close to the shore, bass grabbed it.
Boom.
Wow. Right on it.
Did
it was fantastic.
The bass or did he rip the frog?
We got both.
Oh.
We got both.
That truly
is. It was fantastic. And we were so it was so close to the shoreline, all of a sudden you could see the bass come like darting out from a dark, murky spot. And it was right there and he grabbed it. He grabbed the frog.
Little did he know he's about to get a hook through his nose.
I loved wildlife. I love watching that stuff. I watch when, you know, the pelicans or whatever the bird is in the ocean, just hovering over the ocean, waiting to go down and grab a fish. Like that stuff is great.
It's spectacular. In
the Bahamas, I was catching strawberry groupers and you had to get the strawberry grouper back to the boat before a barracuda cut it in half.
I could see that. Totally.
So that's happening.
Out in the ocean.
You got half a fish.
You got half a fish.
The orca whales play with the seals before they eat them.
Yeah.
That's
fun
stuff.
Fucked
up shit, man.
He's on like a little ice floe.
Yeah.
And then they're looking at each other, communicating underneath. All right, let's get four of us together. They swim fast, duck under the ice. And then all of a sudden it breaks the ice apart. And that poor seal is now orca food.
Yeah. Those fucking orcas, man.
And they play with them before they kill them. It's kind of sinister.
Some mean ass shit right there.
I'm gonna let you go. I'm not hungry today. I'm gonna let you go.
How do they play with them?
They knock them around
in the air.
Baseball bats. Haunt them.
They toss them up in the air and smack them with their tail and send them flying.
Those fucking orcas are bullies, man. Yeah. Straight up bullies. They become cancel the orcas. That's
free
it.
Willy
cancel
my ass.
Them. Cancel
willy
those
my
motherfuckers.
Ass. And out in the Straits of Gibraltar between Spain and Morocco. Right,
The Straits.
Straits. Yeah. I said the Straits of Gibraltar.
Straits of Gibraltar.
Yeah, the Streets of Gibraltar.
That's what you said.
They're wonderful. Talking about a orca in the street. I mean, what's going
what
on
like,
here?
It's weird.
Straits of Gibraltar. They sit there and they're attacking boats. Orcas are
fucking with.
They're
boats.
Going after the propellers on the boats.
Yeah.
Mean ass motherfuckers. They're smart though. Those fucking animals are smart.
If you see dolphins, you don't have to worry about sharks because they run sharks off.
I've heard that.
That's
I don't know.
Told. Maybe that was just my dad trying to get me fucking attacked. I don't know.
Because your dad's like, stop. Your dad's like, just go in the water.
Yeah, go in there.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
I want to go on a safari though one day, and if you saw a lion, or you know, mostly you'd want to see a fucking lion going after something. That'd be badass, man. I'm not gonna lie.
It'd have to
feel bad for a crocodile.
Do you know that happened to our boss? Like, he was on safari, his wife from there.
Yeah, she's from
they were on safari, and they were in one of those trucks or vehicles that they take you on safari, and the lion crawled up onto the hood of the truck.
Whoa.
Yes. And like the guy, you know, they all have guns, had the gun ready just in case.
Jesus.
But then the lion ended, they ended up, the lion backed off or something. He's right. Got the pictures of it. Keith does.
That'd be a little intense.
TMZ.
South Africa?
Yeah. Yes. And TMZ has a video in the last day. I don't know if you saw it on Instagram. I did not click on this. An elephant just attacked a safari and killed like a 70-some-year-old woman.
Whoa. Right.
Let me sign up. Carm,
hell of a way to go.
Was it being defensive of like one of its babies or something? Because that's weird. You don't hear about that.
Yeah.
Elephants are really hostile. I'm not sure. Like, we're in their area. You know what I mean? Like, they're hostile
unless they feel like one of their young is threatened.
Yeah, their husband's under investigation. Her husband's under investigation for that. He had double indemnity on being killed by an elephant.
I was going to say he was fucking her in the back behind the truck, you know, and he got hunted like animals, you know? He's like an animal. You know what? He didn't get it done quick enough.
Couple of geriatrics fucking and
the elephant. Get back in the truck. Get back in the truck. Oh, fuck. I just got hit by an elephant. Oh,
shit. The elephant just killed me. Yeah, but the elephant is going after you for fucking food. You're not prey to the elephant. That's weird that an elephant would do that. It must have felt threatened in some way.
Do you know what hippos, I think, the most dangerous animal.
Well, they're violent. They're not docile. Like, they're fucking, and they're very territorial.
If you had to come back, like, if you knew that we could not come back as a human, but we're coming back as something. What are you coming back as?
Elephants a good one because they live so long. Elephants in the wild live, they have extremely long lifespans.
It's hard to bring an elephant down too.
Yeah, and they have extremely long lifespan. And you know, elephants, there's like almost no rate of cancers that they've ever found in elephants.
Ooh.
Because they have like 20 times the copies of this gene that we have. It's like the P something gene. And like we have, like humans have a copy of it. And its basic job is, and it fails quite often because we know how prevalent cancer is, but its basic job is to hunt the defective cells and kill those cells, right? We humans have one of these genes. And I can't remember what it's called. It's called P something. It's got a number. Elephants have like 19 times the number of copies that we have. And it's so efficient at preventing defective cells from multiplying over and over again, causing cancer, that there's like no rate of cancer in elephants. Isn't that fascinating?
How do you know
all their time in the sun?
I read an article. I was sitting like in the doctor's office one day, Sylvie, reading a National Geographic, and I read an article about it, and I was fascinated by it. I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Like, the headline got me. It's like, why don't elephants get cancer? I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I sat there and I read the article, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. I never knew anything about it's
one of the most obscure facts I think I've heard in quite some time.
So but it'd be pretty awesome to maybe come back as a lion. What's the famous, I hate quoting it because I think it's a quote by Mussolini. It's actually a great quote, but I hate that it comes from Mussolini.
Well, it doesn't make a difference if it's a quote, just say it.
So the quote is, better to live one day as a lion than 1,000 years as a lamb. That's a pretty great quote.
And you know he stole it from somebody.
He probably did.
So let's not give him credit. Let's give the guy that originally said it credit.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, it's kind of, it was made famous by Mussolini, but let's just assume somebody else said it. But that's a great quote. Better to live one day as a lion than 1,000 years as a lamb. I like that.
I'm doing something that like we're not doing now. Like, I don't want to, I want to fly. So I want to eat, like, be a hawk.
Condor, maybe? You want to be a condor?
Yeah, or I want to swim.
Eagle?
Like, or I want to live in the sea.
I could see you as a turkey.
They don't fly. Turkeys don't fly.
Yeah, turkeys but they fly. Do fly.
Do they?
Don't not believe that. They do fly. I had two turkeys fly right over the top of my truck.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
They don't fly off. Do they?
You took out your frozen gun, turkeys. Didn't you?
Frozen turkeys don't fly.
Oh, okay.
That's from WKRP.
That's right.
In Cincinnati.
Sylvie's gone to something about the flying.
Well, like cool. Either like I want to live above where we're living or live below where we're living and know. Swim. You know, I want to either live in the sea.
I could see him as a Percula clown, you know. Little Nemo. Hey, Nemo. I can see you as a Percula clown. No, it's clownfish. I could see him as a clownfish swimming around the reef, finding some sea anemones to sit in, and you know, they don't sting you because you're a Percula clown. You're just sitting there, you chill, they're tickling you. Yeah, I could see that.
I think the sea is a little too scary for me, too dark, too. I don't know. I think I like the idea of maybe being some sort of badass bird of prey, like a bald eagle. That sounds
peregrine falcon.
Peregrine falcon.
Now you're a fast, badass bird of prey.
What animal lives the longest?
Yeah, I like it. Good thinking.
The idea.
I don't know which one lives. I don't know what the who's the predator for the peregrine falcon. I have a feeling it's man.
Maybe not because
of the pesticides and all the crap, and how their eggs are too fragile to have youngsters for a while. Yeah, so it's man.
I don't think eagles have many natural predators, right? Would a bald eagle have many natural predators? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Wasn't it us for a while?
Yes, you're right. I mean, outside of humans, yeah. I don't think
it's amazing to watch some of those big birds like swoop down and grab like small deer.
A deer? Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Condor. It's crazy.
Yeah. Those are those golden eagles out there. Yeah,
I think they're golden eagles. Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, they're big, big, big ones.
Boy, this is a great Unhinged. This is like fucking Jack Hanna's Wild Adventure and shit going on over
there. Why had Marla Perkins?
Who was the guy's name? Was his name Corwin? Who he was like, he took over like the reign as the great animal guy on television. I forget what his name was.
Steve Irwin.
No, that was Irwin. Irwin. He was good. Then he caught a fucking the tail of a manta ray right through his heart. That's how he died.
Yeah. Barb through the heart. Who's to blame? It's a manta ray. Oh, what a shame.
Or something. He was entertaining.
I mean, who would have known? How disappointed were the crocodiles, you know? Because, you know, they're like, oh, I was going to bite him next week. You know, and the manta ray got a chance to kill him.
Somebody does. Yeah, he's right. Somebody's got a great bit.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a great bit. He's like, did you hear what happened to the crocodile hunter? He's like, no, and he goes, he died, and it's hilarious. He goes, did Jake get him or something like that? He goes, no, he died from a
manta ray.
It's great.
So all the alligators or the crocodiles are pissed they didn't get to eat them.
It's fucking great. I'm trying to think of who it is.
Jeff Corwin. Jeff Corwin was the biologist.
Oh, he's the other one. He's a nerd.
I don't know if I remember. I can't place
him. He's not the cool one. Jeff Corwin's not cool by any
stretch. Who is cool now? There's nobody on TV.
Jack Hanna was cool.
Jack Hanna's been in the ground for fucking 20 years, hasn't he?
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Didn't Jack take over for Marlon Perkins?
I think Jack Hanna did, right, Yerk? Take over for Marlon Perkins?
That was...
No, it was Jack Jim. His most capable assistant was Jim.
Was that Jim?
Yeah, because he goes, now, I'm not going to do this, but my capable assistant, Jim, is going to go over there and take the dart out of his back end to make sure he's not sleeping.
I'm going to stay up here and have a martini in the head.
Always had to do the dangerous work. Meanwhile, Marlon was collecting all the checks from Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah, Jack Hanna died in 1994.
Damn, get out of here.
Yeah.
1994.
That's what it says here. Wait a second.
Marlon Perkins was still alive.
There's no way he died in 1994. That can't be.
How come nobody wants to be Jacques Cousteau? You know,
I'm on all the night shows, the late night shows.
Oh, wait a second. That's a different guy. Different Jack Hanna. Sorry.
Well, Ronald's got Jack Hanna dead since.
I'm on Letterman. Yeah.
That's Jack Hanna, the podiatrist. I mean,
no, this was Jack Hanna. He was an American animator, writer, and director of animated shorts.
That's like from Hanna-Barbera. You're thinking of the guy from Hanna-Barbera.
Your guy's still alive, Carm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought
he's 77, alive. Though. He lives in Knoxville. My dad probably knows him.
Your dad knows him. They probably played golf together. You got Jack dead for 30 fucking years.
Yurko, it was funny as fuck. Like, Marlon Perkins would be in the helicopter above as they're filming, and he would say, my trusty assistant Jim is down there wrestling the water buffalo.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
It was great.
The beast is getting the best of him. I love it.
All right. What are you guys hard for?
I am hard for what I hope.
Weekend.
I am hard for what I hope is a UConn-Purdue national championship game on Monday night. I think that would be fan-fucking-tastic.
The Battle of the Big Men.
Yeah, I'm hard for that.
Old school big men being the emphasis.
And I'm hard for the fact that we're just a week away from the start of the Masters. So yeah, I got a hard on for a few things.
Is the Masters usually the second weekend
in April,
right after the tournament? They go from the Monday tournament to playing the Masters a few days later. Week.
By the way, did you guys see in his preparation for the Masters this year, Tiger Woods is not having sex?
He's like a boxer? Is that for sure?
That's part of it.
That's the discipline.
That's the discipline, yeah.
Will that make his legs stronger? How about his back?
Who's he with these days? Who's Tiger with?
Everybody.
He's going to get a stiff breeze is going to come across the fifth green and he's going to get a hard.
What's his favorite breakfast joint? I'd go with a waitress from his favorite breakfast joint. Perkins. It was Perkins before. Could be anything now. IHOP.
He's a dentist.
Could be anybody, you know.
Julie from the Waffle House.
Yeah.
I'm hard. That's fantastic. I'm hard for what the Cubs are doing in Cubs Dodgers. You go from playing a minor league team to playing the best team.
Yeah.
So this is a good measuring stick.
Atlanta Rotor Day at home.
Home.
They're at home. Ain't got the over tomorrow. It's never going to stop.
By the way, Chris Bryant finally got his first hit, didn't he?
I saw that. Yeah. I heard you guys talking about it.
He had a couple hits in yesterday's game.
He snapped an 0-for-28 going back to the end of last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been an incredible fall. I mean, just
unbelievable, Carmichael.
Considering where he was.
The steepest fall of anyone I can remember.
Yeah, he's his first three seasons were on par with some of the great players and hitters of all time. And it was a quick fall after that. It's crazy. Waddle, did you say what you're hard for?
I said the Final Four weekend before you said UConn-Purdue.
Brought to you by the great folks at Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. You get a month's supply free just by using the promo code Unhinged at checkout. Simple as that. All right. Anything else, boys? Boy, this was an informative, educational, fun, unhinged. Maybe next week we talked about the animal kingdom. What can we talk about next week?
Let's talk about the Industrial Revolution.
Okay. Well, who knows? Next week will present its own thing.
Right.
I can't plan on talking about
Yurko, this. Yurko's right. Yurko doesn't like, and I think he's right, you don't come in with a syllabus.
Right. You just talk.
Okay.
And whatever happens, happens. I'd like to go over the Bessemer process and its impact on the Industrial Revolution. Yes.
Sounds good to me.
We'll do that. What do you think, fellas?
Don't miss it, folks.
The Bessemer process. It's fantastic.
That's got something to do with the melting of steel? The Bessemer process,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys are fucking so much smarter than like most people.
And how we vulcanized rubber.
They are. You guys are fucking smart as shit.
I have no clue what they talk about half the time.
Yeah. We're two very
eclectically fucking intelligent pricks.
We're two Renaissance men.
That's where we are, man.
All right. You guys have a fun show at Twin Peaks today. Waddle and Sylvia are out there.
Oh, you won't be here?
We'll see for a
regular. Who's going to give me my coffee?
Not Waddle. What
the fuck, Tommy?
And then we'll catch up again with another Unhinged next week. All right. Enjoy the Final Four weekend, everybody. BlueChew.com. Don't forget.
Don't get killed while you're outside fucking either, okay? Don't be hunted.
Yeah, you're fucking outside. Remember you better watch out for those coyotes because you never know.
You're out there piping, kids.
One might nip you right in the ass.
Right in the ball. Take one of your balls with you. That's why God gave you two.
That's why you've got two.
Yurko, you should abstain from sex, too, before your league play.
I'm gonna abstain from punching you in the face.
Well, thank you. Finally.
How about that?
Punching you right in the throat next time he sees you.
I mean, of all the guys that are up here, look at your face. The most punchable of them all. But I'm not physically violent. We all know
Thank God.
It would take too much effort to do that.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. I only got so much energy.
We'll see everybody next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself?